Well, folks, Governor Mike Parson today has signed into law, it's bipartisan legislation. When I say bipartisan, it passed the House 144-3, which in today's day and age is virtually unheard of. But the bill modernizes Missouri's foster care system, but it also provides health coverage to homeless children, birth certificates as well. I'm Brian Houseworth, and joining me as a representative I've had the pleasure of covering for years. She's in her final year in the Missouri House, Representative Sheila Solon. She's a Republican from St. Joseph in her last year because of term limits. Representative, I remember you talking about this bill on the floor on your final day. You believe this is one of the most important pieces of legislation you've passed in 8 years.
Yes, I do. And I'll tell you what, it's going to help children all over the state of Missouri, and especially it's going to help foster children who are the responsibility of all of us.
And that's a good point. We have about 14,000 foster care children in Missouri, and one of the things that is in here is it changes, it essentially modernizes the way the foster care system works in the meetings and the hearings. There's a big portion of that, but I thought one very important point that's in your bill, under the bill, a child still maintains a right to attend any hearing. That's the way I understand it. Am I correct?
That's correct. Something that I had been hearing from grown foster children and from foster parents was some overzealous judges had interpreted federal law as they want that child to be in court for every single hearing. And it had been very detrimental to children because kids in foster care, they need to go to school and try and live as normal lives as possible. And the requirement that they have to be in court every single time is traumatic. And a lot of times it's because, whether it's because they get excited because they think they're going to be returned to their parents, or in the case of where they're not good parents, that they're going to be returned. But this bill changes that to when the family support team and the judge feel it's in the best interest of the child to be at that court hearing, they should be there. But otherwise, it won't be mandatory any longer.
Your bill requires the creation of a response team to review the practices of the Children's Division, which is now headed by your former colleague David Wood, and also any contractors. From your perspective, how important is that provision?
Very important, because some of the shortcomings, and not just our foster care system in here in Missouri, but all across the country, is a lack of transparency, a lack of sharing data, and the lack of sharing information when it comes to foster children, and that's how they fall in the cracks. So in this bill, it adds greater transparency, and it modernizes a lot of our systems that have been antiquated. Part of the bill also includes that foster parents have access to all of the medical records of that child before they come into the home. And that is something that foster parents have been asking for a very long time. When these children come in their home, they accept them with loving arms, but they need to know if this child has a special needs that need to be addressed. And also, when you're bringing a child into the home, when there's other children already in the home, you need to put protections in place. So that's also a very key component of this bill. It also goes back to something that we used to do, and for the life of me, in hearings, we never could establish why we stopped, but it is the requirement that DFS return and social services return to a risk assessment, that there's a checklist of this risk is to take the child out of the home or to leave the child. But we have a lot of passionate, wonderful social workers, but they lack experience a lot of times, and they need to have some sort of guidelines, pretty cut and dry, as far as when you see this child must be removed.
Yeah.
So the bill contains a lot of things. It ended up being quite the omnibus bill, but in this case, this bill is not a bad thing. It's a good thing, because we passed overwhelmingly meaningful legislation that we have been trying for years and years to get done. I'm very proud of it.
You could make the argument it's the biggest piece of legislation in terms of impact that passed this year, Representative. There's no question about that. The last question here, I thought this was very, very key, but homeless youth right now, and you talked about this on the House floor, homeless children in Missouri, Many of them don't have health coverage. They, you know, we're talking about people that are, some are living in parks, et cetera. You've talked about this. Your bill provides them with a birth certificate for free, and also it provides them access to Medicaid. How hard was that to get through the finish line?
Well, and those two provisions, believe it or not, were not as difficult as a third provision, which allows homeless youth to contract for mental health services. Believe it or not, that was the hardest part of the bill to get over the finish line. And that's so important. So many kids who have come out of abusive situations and have run away have mental health issues that need to be addressed. And to me, this is a key component to getting these children not just their birth certificate so that they can get a driver's license and get a job and get on their feet, but also they can get the mental health services that they need to help themselves recover from whatever they have been through in their lives. So that was the harder part of it. The birth certificate part was we had that last 2 years, so I think a lot of the members of the House and the Senate have become used to that language. But when it first came out, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, it was kind of controversial because the pushback was that kids are running away from home to party, and that's quite the contrary. When we find homeless youth, it's because they're running away from dangerous and traumatic experiences, and we need to help them.
Madam Chairwoman, I know you're heading back to St. Joseph. You've stopped to give us an interview, and I appreciate that. Anything you want to add, feel free.
No, and I will say it was definitely Senator Sater was the handler of this over in the Senate, and he and I worked together to make sure anything that got added on the Senate side was legislation that had been vetted, that people were familiar with, and it had many of my House members and Senate members' legislation on this bill. So parts of it were my bill, but much of it was a collaborative effort that was bipartisan, and I am very proud of it.